before you became the first woman to fly solo around the world and before you broke that record, what really got you interested in flying?
Well, I was a little girl, about 7 years old, and I had a ride in a Ford dry motor. And, oh, it was the most wonderful experience I've ever had. I was up in the air looking down at the little tiny houses and automobiles, and I thought, oh, this is wonderful. I've got to be a pilot. When I grow up, I'm going to be flying around. And I told my parents that when we got out of the airplane, it was Ford dry motor. And, well, a few years later, Amelia Earhart was flying around the world, and well, I had a geography book, and she was going to these faraway places that I thought, well, I'd love to see those. And so then, when I was 11 years old, I told my friends that I was going to fly my airplane around the world. I wanted to see the world.
And this was at a time, obviously, when it wasn't the norm for women
1943.
To be doing this. Right. So how was that, being a pioneer in your own right, just kind of paving the way for others?
Well, I was the only girl, but, well, the others are sort of, well, I don't know. That's what I wanted to do. I was different.
What helped you make the decision to fly around the world?
Well, let's say it'd been in the back of my mind for a long time, but, I wanted to fly overseas and all, but what really set it off was when I discovered that no woman had ever done it. And that, well, my husband said, okay, you're going to do it. We'll find a sponsor. And that was when I set about actively really working on getting all the requirements fulfilled so that I could legally do it.
And I read that there was another woman planning to fly right before you.
Yes. Now, I did not know about it at the time. In fact, it was only just a couple of months before I made my flight. I've been working on this for a long time, but suddenly she was going to do it. And she decided she was going to fly one, and so she took off 2 days before I did, flying a twin-engine aircraft. And, well, she got home a month later. After I got home, I was reading the newspaper the next morning and read that she took off from Singapore.
What was it like being in the air?
What was it like being in the air? Oh, free. I can just say it's a wonderful feeling to get up there, especially if you're by yourself, or at least if you're in a small plane with somebody else, you know, and you can look out and experience what's going on. I mean, it's just a wonderful feeling.
You were gone for 29 days. What was it like when you were finally approaching home?
Well, it was fun. I had come across the Pacific Ocean, and just had to hurry on home.
What advice do you have to people who are chasing after their dreams, not just flying, but anything at all, maybe that is out of the norm for the time period or for their gender, etc.?
Well, if you have a dream, pursue it. Don't let people try to discourage you. If it's a real dream, if it's feasible at all. You might say mine was not feasible, but it was. Just took common sense. Anybody who has a dream of something they really want to do, then follow through. Don't let yourself be discouraged.